Today's daf in Besechet Muraz Daf Dalid brought to you Mibin Chomot Yerushalayim, and we are holding at the two dots about one third of the way down. Mishum Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Amru. So yesterday we had a list of various exceptions to the rule that Olav She'en Bo Ma'aseh, that Ein Lo Kin Olav. So we had Meimar, Mekalel, and Nishba. And Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina adds Af Hamardim Trumela Bikurim. So what he seems to be saying is that somebody who was Mafrish Truma before he was Mafrish Bikurim is over on a lav and is Chayev Malkut, even though he did it through Dibur Bialma. He didn't do it necessarily Biadai, my time. And Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, what is the basis in the Torah for this Isser? Omar kro meleatcha v'dimaacha lo te'acher. So we understand melea refers to bikurim, because bikurim are given when the tfuah is mole, just as it fills itself out and it's just becoming ripe. And dimaacha is that which is able to be midamea other things, so that it's mixed into other things and needs to be removed. And if it falls back in, it's midamea again. So that's a word for truma. And the Torah says that it has to be in that order. So the Pasuk teaches you, v'amra lo ta'acher. The Pasuk comes to say that you mustn't do it any different. So amra Torah lo ta'acher, it should say. And therefore, this is a lav. Now, he doesn't say why you're like on this lav. And as a matter of fact, we're not 100% sure, as we're going to see, what his shita is, legabe loka. Let's take a look at a machloket about the din of hikdim truma lebikurim. Itma, hikdim truma lebikurim, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina argue. Chad amar loka, v'chad amar ina loka, as a machloket, whether lamaisi you'll get malkut for that love. Tistayim, now obviously our immediate response is, what do you mean you don't know? Well, you should conclude pretty quickly that it's Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, who's the one who says that you're loka. Because we had before, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina says, Ah, Famagdim, Trumala Bikurim, right? I mean, that's what he's talking about. We listed there that Lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh, Ein Lo Kin Olav, except for these three cases, says Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Ah, Famagdim, Trumala Bikurim. No. So there you go. Says, so well, I mean, you got a serious problem then, because Adarabba, I could prove to you that actually it's Rabbi Elazar who holds that you're loka. To stay in the Rabbi Elazar, would you want loka? It's not. Hayulafanav shtei kalkalot shel tevel. Suppose a person has two containers of tevel, and he decides to take off maaser for kalkala number one out of the things in kalkala number two, which is Menachiyuv, so it's Menachiyuv Alachiyuv. So he says, I'm taking Maaser Shazo Bezo. So the din over there is, of course, that the Rishonah has Meuser. It's perfectly good Maaser, because I took out everything, the Trumas, the Maisers, took out everything for the basket number one from fruit in basket number two. But how about if I say Shazo Bezo V'Shazo Bezo? If I say A should be taken out of B, and then B should be taken out of A, now I have a problem, because HaRishonah Miuseret, first one is no problem, because I took Menachiyuv Alachiyuv, but the second one, I'm taking Menaptur Alachiyuv, because I'm taking out from the first one, which already had Trumot and Masrot removed, and now I'm going to use, basically, kosher chulin for Mu'usar for taking off Maaser, which I can't do. I can only use Perot Erechayim and Trumot Maaser to take off Trumot Maaser. Therefore, the second Kalkala is not considered to be okay. It's Tevel. How about if I say all together now, Maaser Tehem, Maaser Kalkala Bechaverta. I want each one's Maaser to be Chal in the other one. So in that case, karat Hashem, even though you did it that way, but since you said it simultaneously, so memela, it's all chal at the same time. There's whatever needs to be not metukan in one in order to be metaken the other, and vice versa. So that works because it's bevat achat. Now the question is, what is the din about a guy who does this? And Itmar Rabbi Elazar, and here is where we get our raya from Rabbi Elazar, says, no, it's all very nice that he did it, you know, but he's also going to get malchus. Why is he going to get malchus? Because he was mocked in the Maaser, in the Sheni Shaba, the Maaser Rishon Shaba Chaverta. So Lomaisa, he was over on this Isser, because I understand Malayat Chavati Macha is not limited to Dafka, to Truma, and to Bikurim. Because we learn out that all of the various things, Trumat Maaser, they all have a particular order, because you have to now, and the Gemara goes through elsewhere, each one we analyze how many elements of shame of Kiddush are in it. That has to come in order. So I have to take off Maaser Rishon, out of the Maaser Rishon, then I have to take off Trumat Maaser, and I have to take off Maaser Rishon before I take off Maaser Sheni, otherwise I'm messing up the amounts, and so on and so forth. So I understand that the Lota Acher is a general rule. I'm not allowed to change. Says Rabbi Elazar, but Lamaisa, that's exactly what you do, what you did. You did change. You certainly did change. Because what you did was, by taking Trumat, you're taking Maaser Sheni, let's say, in Kalkala number two. The molecules that you took Maaser Sheni for the first Kalkala, did they ever have Maaser Rishon taken from them? No. Because I took them out of the other Kalkala. So Lamai said that Maaser Sheni was Chal before it itself had its Maaser Rishon removed, right? So that's big over on the Lotacher. Therefore, Tainiz Rabbi Elazar, I'll get Malchus. No, obviously, then it's Rabbi Elazar who's the one who holds that you're Loikin on Malayat Chavadi Machar Lotacher. Wow, you're right. Tistayen. It is Rabbi Elazar. So now we have two people saying the same thing that are supposed to be arguing. So I don't get it. So then Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, you're telling me now, here Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina is saying, Eino Loke? But a minute ago, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina said, Af Amagdim, that he is also Loke? So that he's contradicting himself? Name Akash, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina? No, you misunderstood Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Because Rabbi Chanina wasn't adding to the list of things that you would get Malchus for. Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Chanina was adding to the list of things that you would not get Malchus for. He was referring to the Ptur, not to the Chiyuv. Aptura koi, bochikoma. Look, let's read the Gemara again, okay? Lav shein bo maase en lo kino lav. Comes along Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, to say, even though there are those who say otherwise, namely, Rabbi Elazar, I want you to know that this is true as well, that ain't looking a love, on a makdim trumala bikurim. That's it. What I don't understand now, okay, so now it's very different than I thought, but I mean, the bottom line is that we're saying that a makdim trumala bikurim is a lav she'en bo ma'ase. But when I wanted to find a sherish, for a makar, for the din of Tmura, you told me don't bother, because since b'diburo asa maaseh, that's not considered to be a lav shein bo maaseh. What's the maaseh that you ended up making this korban kodesh? So change the world. No, so then I don't get it. I mean, and if you're making truma to bikurim, it's also so you ended up making something truma before bikurim through your dibur. So b'diburo asa maaseh. Now why is that any different than the Tmura? So Maishlam Meimar, we claim that you're lucky Mishum Dibidiburo Asa Maaseh. The same thing should be true about Bagdim Trumala Bikurim. Nami Lilke. Mishum Dibidiburo Asa Maaseh is exactly the same thing. Omer Avavin, the truth is that there's a very confusing other question. And that is that you're all assuming that because he adds to Magdim Truma LeBikurim that you're not Loike is because of Lav Shein Bo Maaseh. That is not necessarily the case. The reason that you're not loike is because it's a lav shenitak la'aseh, not because it's a lav she'in bo ma'aseh. So when you went ahead and you took off, remember that this yisur mle'at chavadim ha'chal lo ta'acher, we're saying now, includes all events of kedima. Okay, how about in a case where you took off ma'aseh rishon before you took off truma? Now you give it to a levi. What is the din over there? That the levi takes off the trumat ma'aser from, and that is now trumat ma'aser and truma gedolah from the ma'aser. So we'll see. We're going to talk about the case in detail later. But lamaisa, he takes care of the truma. So now that means that there is an asay that is connected to this, because it says mikol ma'asrotechem tarimu. From mikol ma'asrotechem, we learn out that the levi's trumat ma'aser from ma'aser rishon that was hikdim decree, so that he took it before it ever became chayiv in truma gedola. It's the levi who now takes off truma's ma'aser, and that is the truma that has to be taken. So that now becomes a mitzvah asay. But the only problem was in that chelek. The problem was in the chelek that never had the truma taken from it, because other things could have the truma taken from it. In other words, we don't look. You could say, and he also, what about bikurim, and what about maaser sheni, and so on. That's all true. The point over here is that he's being mechadesh that a lav anitek laseh. We're going to talk about this at length in a moment. That lav anitek laseh does not have to be what we think. We're assuming lavanitik lasei means that you are mitakein the lav by what it is that you do with the asei. It's clear from this Gemara that that's not the issue. The issue is that there's an asei associated with it. Now, it's going to get worse than this. We'll see that there needs to be a whole different take on this Gemara in terms of the issues of lavanitik lasei. But have a little bit of patience. Before we get to the end of the lav, I promise you, we'll discuss it all. So right now we're assuming that that would be sufficient. That tikkun, that small tikkun of the levi, that's his problem, that he's been talking specifically in terms of the kedima, the truma gedola, that part is nitek laseh.
Wasn't it to be associated?
What?
Is it to be, a, it means that it is associated with, asay is associated.
We'll see. So Rav Dini was saying this over. Yativ Rav Dini v'kamal ala hashmaitita. So buy a tiny to him. I don't get it. V'chol lav shenitek la'aseh lo loike. You're telling me that a lav shenitek la'aseh you don't get malchus on. What about tumura? A meima, which is a lav shenitek la'aseh, and you do get malchus on. Because it says in the Mishnah, Ditznan, lo shadam reshay la'amir, ela she'imei mir mumar, v'sofei getar ba'im. Now, here again, what kind of business is this? Since when is the fact that Vayahu Tmurato Yekodesh, since when is that an asay that is in any way a tikkun of the lav of Tmura? That would assume that the lav of Tmura is the fact that I didn't do it with a pidyon, but I did it with a khalif. I mean, the lav of tumur, if we understand the lav of tumur to be the attempt to be motzi midei hegdish, not according to the rules of pidyon, so then why does the fact that I took the other animal have anything to do with the issue that I did with this animal? I'm not changing anything in that animal. Furthermore, what was it? It wasn't accepted. What I tried to do was not accepted. I tried to take out that animal of Chulin, and that's what I did wrong.
But now you're talking about another animal. So I made another animal.
What does that have to do with the tikkun of doing the wrong thing?
So the fact,
it's another byproduct.
It's not directly related to the thing I did wrong. It is nothing. It's nothing. The animal you attempted to take out from Kodesh is not taken out from Kodesh. It's certainly not a tikkun of the law in the standard sense. Tosis points out even more than this: is what is Abaya asking? Abaya doesn't know that there's such a thing as a lavanitik lase. When Shiluach Hakein, he holds it's not a lavanitik lase. And you get Malkus, he's arguing on that. Abaya never heard of the fact that Noiser is burnt, that Srefat Notar is considered to be a tikkun, a lavanitik lase. What kind of question is this? So obviously, Abaya's question is limited to this particular kind of thing. Of course, says Tosis, he agrees that when it comes to those things, Shiluach Hakein, Notar, Ones, over there, the way that Tosis has it is that the Asay is put together with the Lav. So, Lototira Mimeno Ad Boker, Notar Mimeno Ad Boker, Beish Tisarev. Okay. However, there's other ways of learning the interrelationship. The interrelationship is also a question of where the lav the assay addresses the lav completely. How about where the assay does not address the lav completely, which Tosfos discusses later, as we're going to see in detail. How about where the assay is not actually mitukan? So in this case, clearly the assay covers a small proportion of the issues in Le'achavadi Machalotacha. Covers one issue where somebody took off Maaser before taking off Truma Gedel. No. And what about all the other cases? In Tmura, it clearly is not covering in a sense that it actually is a tikkun for what it is that you did. So, it turns out that Abaya is asking in a specific class of Lavanitik Lase, of which this is a member. What particularly makes it a member? Tosfos says that the definition of this class is a mitzvah saseh that is not stated together with the isser that you did. But as you can see, there may be other ways of defining this class of aseh. What would be the svara if lamaisa there's an extension of the din of lavanitik laseh to include even this? Very simply, the din of malchus is derived from lotachsom shor b'disho. Lotachsom shor b'disho is written together with the Yipilo HaShofet that we saw before. Yipilo HaShofet is the makor of the dinim of Malkus. Since the Torah was masmich, the din of chasima, of lotachsom shor b'disho, anything in the code word of the Gemara is the lodomi lalav de chasima. Anything which is not perfectly modeled by the lav of chasima is not included in the limud of Yipilo HaShofet. So since the lav of chasima has no assay associated with it, not partial, not total, not a tikkun assay, not a not tikkun assay, it's just plain and simple lotachsom shor b'disho. Therefore, this would be considered to be a violation of the dinyon to lav de chasima. So on that, Abaya is asking, that itself is enough to tell me that you don't get just because it has some kind of side issue associated with it, that's not truly a tikkun for the law. Is that really so? How about Temura? And you still go ahead and you get Malkus? Says the Gemara, the reason you get Malkus for Temura is not because we're ignoring this din of an lav anitik laseh in its extended form. The reason that Temura is not an issue is because of something else. Because Havilu Trei Lavim. Since the Torah says, both Lo Yimirenu Velo Yachlifenu. So there's two Lavim. Don't be Meimir, don't be Machlif. A one Asay cannot address two separate Lavim. And therefore, the issue over here is, maybe there's Taka two components. That's the deeper question that's involved. Are there different issues in Hamara and Achlafa? Does one have to do with making the other one Kadesh through the switch? And the other one has to do with the fact that I'm trying to switch, making something not Kadesh? That's a question. Maybe there are two separate components to Tvura. The fact that I'm trying to make Kedushin without going through the normal mode of saying something is Kadesh, or actually being paid as something on Kadesh, and the fact that I'm attempting to manipulate the Hitzah from Kedusha. There's a big discussion in the Acharonim how exactly we understand the specific nature of the Lav of Tumah, which revolves around this sugya. But in any event, there's definitely two Lavim. The Aseh is not going to be able to address both of these Lavim. And therefore, this is not an example of a Lav Anitik L'Aseh. V'lo Ati Chad Aseh, one Aseh of Ayahu Tumurato Yekodesh cannot come to be Metakein or be Oker Tre Lavim. Esther Gemara, what about an Ones? Somebody rapes a woman, the din is that he has to marry her. And if he marries her, lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav. If lamaisa, he goes ahead and he divorces her, so the halacha is that he takes her back. V'lo tiyeh le'isha. So if he divorced her, remarry her. So in other words, there's a standing mitzvah to say that is metaken the lav of lo yuchal shalcha. Don't send her out. If you send her, I'll take her back. Now, obviously, that particular assay cannot cover all the cases. Why? Because if a Kohen divorces her, he's never going to be able to take her back because it's also for him to marry a divorce, even his own, right? Fine. But you said, and this is how Tosus understands the kasha, you said that even where we only have partial coverage of a lav with an assay, such as the case of Maleach Havad Yimacha, that partial coverage is enough to change the Hagdara of what type of lav this is. So if that's the case, then even the Kohen, even though he personally can't do Amod V'Achzer V'Lot Yalisha, he's not allowed to, but since a Yisroel can, that should be exactly the same as a case where I was over on Maleach Havad Yimacha because I took off as a Yisroel, Ma'aser Sheni before Ma'aser Rishon. Tell me, what am I supposed to do about that? There's nothing I can do about that. Do I get Malkus? You said I don't get Malkus, Rabbi Chanina. Why? Because there is somebody who could be over on that lav and be metakein the lav, namely a lady, he'd be able to take off. Trumat Ma'aser, what's that to do with me? But you said because the lav is no longer a normal lav. If that's the case, over here also, a Kohen, fine, the Kohen himself can't be Mekayim, you're right. But it's no longer a normal lav, it's a lav on Nitek La'aseh, by your definition. I must tell you that the same question is raised by the Minchas Chinuch, Agabi, the previous sugya. If you take a look carefully at the previous sugya, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, you see that we have two statements about a lav she'ein bo ma'aseh. First was Amar Rav Yonah Amar Rav. We have kol lo ta'aseh sheba Torah, osa ba ma'aseh chayav lo asa ba ma'aseh patur. And then the Gemara asks, v'kololahu the lav she'ein bo ma'aseh patur. Man, that's not what he said. And there are lavim that you can be over with a ma'aseh, but weren't. Exactly an example, this one. You could be over by physically taking out the truma. Or you can be over it by saying, or even thinking, the truma should be chal in such and such a place. So, is it a class of lavin that's called inbo maaseh? Or is it a particular way in which I do the lav, any lav? That's the same question we have over here. So is lavin itik laaseh a class of lavin? Or is it the particular case? So now, if you take a look, says the Gemara, at the Braita. The Braita says the Tanya. Says over here that in a case where someone was ma'anes and he was megaresh. You see, he divorced his wife. He was over on the Yisr of lo yuchal shalcha. So if he's a Yisrael, so he's ma'aser. All he has to do is marry her back, and then there's no problem. He doesn't get Malkus, because he was Mekayim the Aseh. But if he's a Kohen, then he gets Malkus for being over on Lo Yuchal HaShalcha. They know Machzir. How do you explain that? Answers the Gemara, Kohanim Kamrad. What's your kasha about Kohanim? Kohanim is a different class of objects. Kohanim Taimach Rinohu. the Rabbi Rachmana Kedusha Yitera. Or, others learn, because Kohanim, the Torah was Marbe Kedusha Yitera, it's Mach Miran Kohanim, even on a Lavan Yitiklase of this type, which is slightly different. And Rashi has a different girsa in this entire thing, and by the way, unfortunately, the Masechet Temura is plagued, as are many of the closing Masechtos and Kutchin, plagued by girsa problems, because these things basically were not learned by people very much. The same way the Yerushalmi is plagued by girsa problems, Temura has a lot of girsa problems. So Rashi's girsa here is very, very different. Rashi brings a girsa that when we ask the Kasha, Hare Meimar, we answered that the reason is not because there's two lavim by Temura, but we gave another answer. Take a look at Rashi, about four lines up into the small, above the large lines of Rashi. So we have a Lishna Achrina, was Mashane Kiporek. When we asked before Hare Meimar, the answer that we gave was not that there's two lavim. The answer they gave was Shane Hatam, De Lahachi Lo Keh, Mishum Da'avi Meimer Lav Sheshaveh Bekol. Bekuli Alma Asiri Lahamir. Meimer is the lav is chal on everybody, because everybody is usher to do Temura. But the lav of Lotar, the other way, the lav is not. Now, there's a piece missing over here, even in the Rashi, which is that the din of Temura is not Shavah B'Kol. Why not? Because if a person does Temura on the Tzibur, or on Shutafim, so over there, the law is not, there's no Isser on Shutafim and on Tzibur to take Temura. There's no provision for Temura. So the Mela, it's not similar because it's not on everybody. So in this, the Gemara asks, well, what about Onyx? The lav is Shavah B'Kol. It's only, the mitzvah is only on the Yisro. The Kohen that's Megarish is not able to be Magzer. Cannot be Mekayim. Okay, so, completely different approach. Here too, the Gemara answers Yisro is, Kohen is a different class. Okay.
It's regular years, it's slightly different. Shiny
coin, summer, the
Rabbi
Bukra,
Kedusha. It's also slightly.
That's already the same as the Girsa that we have, basically. Shiny coin, him, the Rabbi Rachmana Kedusha Yatera. Why is that different? Well, because he leaves out the word Kohanim Kamra. So it's the same thing. Shiny coin, him, the time Achrina is the same as saying Kohanim time Achrina with the Rabbi Rachmana Kedusha Yatera. There's nothing significant about the change. This question that we had initially as to what the din is of a lav she'ein bo ma'aseh appears to be, and we said this lechatchila, a machloket tanoim. Lo yashiru mimenu, it doesn't say that. It says, lo totiru mimenu ad boker, v'hanotar mimenu ad boker be'ish tisrofu. This is a reference to notar, that's what it should have said. Ba'akatuv liten aseh achar lo ta'aseh, lomar she'ein lo kinala. David Rebbe Yehuda. So Rebbe Yehuda says, look, the only reason why you don't get Malkus is because it's a love antiteklase. Rebbe Yaakov says that's not the reason that you don't get Malkus. I mean, it's true that you wouldn't get Malkus for a love antiteklase, but you don't need to come on to a love antiteklase over here. Because the din over here is, of course, if I leave something over, I do that passively, right? So then it's a lav shem bo ma'aseh. And therefore, lo min hashem lizeh, the reason has nothing to do with a lav anitik laseh, it's because it's a lav shem bo ma'aseh, v'chol lav shem bo ma'aseh in lo kinah. Lav, you remember that at the beginning of the sugya, when we were analyzing the Mishnah yesterday, we said, okay, our Mishnah's got to be holding like Rabbi Yehuda, that the lav She'ein bo ma'aseh is lokin alav. This is the makar, says the Gemara, Michlal. So what do you see? From this machlokas, you see that Aliba de Rebbe Yehuda, alav she'ein bo ma'aseh, lokin alav. As the Gemara says, according to Rebbe, so it turns out now we have a machlokas, Rebbe Yaakov and Rebbe Yehuda, and that's what the Gemara was referring to when it said yesterday, Why do you get Sofeket Arbaim Ayat Zalav Shema Maaseh? Answers the Gemara, our Mishnah is going to leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, which means in the end that our Tana Savalak Rabbi Yehuda Bechoda, Upolagalei Bechoda. Which Rabbi Yehuda we finally got today to describe which Yehuda. Now, according to Rabbi Yaakov, what is the meaning of the Pasuk Vanatar Mimenu Ad Boker Be'esh Tisrofu? Which is a ridiculous question. Obviously, I need the Pasuk to tell me that you have to burn it. I mean, you're saying that since Rabbi Yaakov holds that I don't need the assay to pater you from notar, therefore it shouldn't have bothered to tell me to burn notar. That's absurd. Of course I have to. It's a separate mitzvah. I mean, it happens to be that it's menatik et laassay. But you're telling me that since I don't need it to be nitik laassay, so the Torah shouldn't tell me this and I say. That question makes absolutely no sense at all. Says Tosfos, obviously that's not the question. The question here is, as I pointed out earlier, says Tosfos, I distinguish between the class of lav, lav anitik laassay, that Abaya was asking on, and the class that he obviously understood as lav anitik laassay, like Shiluach HaKein or Aines or Nota. My question here in the Gemara is, I'll leave it to Rabbi Natan, if I don't need the Ptur of Lav Anitik Laassay, why do I need to put them together? Because putting it together was what made it part of the class of undeniable Lav Anitik Laassay. According to Rabbi Yaakov, who cares if it's a Lav Anitik Laassay? So the way that the Torah phrases it, Loto tiru mimenu ad boker v'hanotar mimenu ad boker v'esh tisrofu, where the repetition clearly indicates that they're linked, right? Loto tiru v'hanotar. Nu, what do I need that for, according to Rabbi Yaakov? Very strange. Answers the Gemara, no, I do need that. I'll tell you why. L'mayata miboyle likiditran. Ha'atzamot v'agidim v'hanotar. We're talking about a Korban Pesach. Where there were atzamot, gidim, that you're not able to crack, or things that are not edible, and they're left over until the morning. What do you do? So it says in the Mishnah, you burn them the next day, not the day of the morning following the Korban Pesach. You burn those things the morning after the morning following the Korban Pesach, on the 16th, not on the 15th of Nisan. Yisarfu b'shishasar. As a matter of fact, if shishasar is chal liot b'shabbat, then yisufu b'shiva'asar. L'fi she'ein dochin lo et ha-shabbat v'lo et ha-yom tov. So sreifat notar is not done on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And what is the mocker for this? Omar chizkev v'chein tonet v'chizkev my timer. It's the fact that the pasuk repeated itself. Loto tiru mimenu ad boker vanotar mimenu ad boker. What is ad boker? Whatever. Am I stupid? You said loto tiru mimenu ad boker. So you repeat ad boker in this way to tell me that there's a second boker. I don't mean the first boker that it was notar to. I mean ad boker hasheni, meaning on the 16th, beautiful dear. So ad boker, the 16th, that's when you should be sered. So in other words, even Alibid Rabbi Yaakov, nothing to do with Lava Nitak Laassay, the din of the Sreifa needs to be put together with the Ad Boker of the Lototiro in order to teach me this halacha, that whatever is left over from the Korban Pesach is not burnt on Yom Tov. That's the point. Litein Boker Sheni, L'Sreifa Tom. Mishum Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Amru, Afa magdim truma lebikurim. My time of Yisrael Rebbe Chanina, Omar Krom leyatcha v'dimacha lo teacher mleya elu bikurim dimacha elu truma v'amra Torah lo teacher itma. Hikdim truma lebikurim. Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Chanina, chadamar loke v'chadamar eino loke. Tistayim. Obviously, it's Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Chanina that says loke, right? I mean, since Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Chanina said right over here, Afa magdim truma lebikurim. So, clearly, he's the one. Well, bad news. Because Adarab, at this time, the Rabbi Elazar Udi Amar Loke. Ditznan, Hayu lefanav shtei kakalot shel tevel. Ve'amar, ma'aser shel zo bezo, הראשונה מוסרת. של זו בזו ושל זו בזו, הראשונה מוסרת, השנייה אינה מוסרת. Because you're trying to take off מן הפטורה לחיוב for the second one. If you say בבת אחת, מעשרותיהם מעשר כלכלה בחברתה, so then קרא את השם. Now, Itmar Rabbi Elazar Amar, you should know that if you take out from the second kalkala on the first, you're loka. Mishum shigdim maaser sheni sheba lemaaser rishon shebechaverta, back on the first case. So, clearly, he holds your loka to love shem bo maaser, tistayem. Uh-oh, so then Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina domar eino loka. So now he's contradicting himself. Leimakash Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina, either Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina. No, Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina was referring to the Ptur, not to the Chiev. Okay, come on. Lav Shein Bo Maaseh, Ein Lo Kina Lav, Mishum Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina Amru, Af HaMakdim Truma LaBikurim. So then, why is Meimar, by Tmur you're lucky? Mishum De Biduburo Asa Maaseh, isn't Makdim Truma LaBikurim also exactly the same? And you should be lucky. Mishum De Biduburo Asa Maaseh. Now I'm really confused. Omer Ravavi, no, the reason that you're putter on Magdim is because Shani Atav, the Lav Shani Takla, say you. Why? Dechti Miko Masrotechem Tarimu. Yoti Ravdimi, Bekomra Lav Shmaita, this is called a Lavani Takla, say. Omle Abaya, Adkitekach, it's called a Lavani Takla, say. Cho Lav Shani Takla, say. In any way, lo lucky. Well, what about Mema? Were there over there also? So that you, according to your definition, that is a lav shnei takla say, and nonetheless it's lucky. Ditznan lo shadam rishay laamer ela sheim emir mumar v'sofeget abarim. Answers the Gemara, meimar avile trei lave, and it's only chadasei v'loati chadasei v'alka trei lave. What about an ones? An ones, you have one love, you have one assay, and it seems to be exactly the same as this b'nayachavadimachav business, because it doesn't cover every case. And the cases that it doesn't cover, you get malkasan. V'lo ati chad assay v'yachad alav, d'tanya. An ones shigiresh, so he was over on lo yuchal ha-shalcha. Im Yisrael u'machzir, this is mekai in the mitzvah, of lo tia li'isha, and therefore he's eino loka. But, and here's my problem, if he's a Kohen, since he can't be Machzer, he gets Malkus, Veino Machzer. So that would mean that an Aseh that doesn't cover every last example of the Lav is not going to pot to you. So why Maleach HaVadimachah? Why does it pot to you, even though the Aseh only covers a small proportion of the cases? Ah, Kohanim Karmet. Kohanim is a different story. Konim time achri, no? The Rabbi Rachmana Kedusha Yetera. The Torah gives them different dinim. So either that means that will be willing, therefore, to be manish them even on a Lavanitic say of this type. Or that's not considered to be stam. A Kohen is considered to be part of the story that isn't covered. It's not part of the spectrum. It's a different level of Isser, and that level of Isser is not addressed by the Lav in this case at all. Titanoi. This question that we had initially as to what the din is of a Lav She'ein Bo Maaseh appears to be, and we said this lechatchila, amachloket tanoi. Lo yashiro mimenu, it doesn't say that, it says, lo totiru mimenu ad boker, vahanotar mimenu ad boker be'ish tisrofu. This is a reference to notar. That's what it should have said. Ba'akatuv litena se'achar lo ta'aseh lomar she'in lo kina lo. Tevi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaakov Amar, that's not the reason. Lo men Hashem was elam shem da'av elav shem ma'aseh. Because you're passive, you leave it over. Kol av shem ma'aseh en lo kina lo. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would be lo kina lo, except that it's a lav anitik la'aseh. So, Libet Rabbi Yaakov, Hai Anotar Mimenu Ad Boker Beish Tisrofu Lomai Ata, that we had to put it right over here next to Anotar Mimenu, and next to Lototiro Mimenu. Mi boy lay lekidit, man, Hatzamot Vagidim Anotar of the Korban Pesach, Yisarafu Beshishasar, which is a full day after the morning after the Nota takes place. And in fact, if Chal Shishasa Liot B'Shabbat Yisro B'Shivasa, L'Vishein Dochin Lot HaShabbat, V'Lot HaYom Tov, V'Yom HaChizkiya, V'Chein Tanit HaChizkiya, Mai Taima, Om HaKro, Lototu Mimenu Ad Boker, V'Anotar Mimenu Ad Boker, Beish Tisrofu, Ba HaKatuv Liten Boker Shem, Yilis Refato.